Well, good morning. If you would, go ahead and turn your Bible to John, at least turn to 14 for now. And we're in a series on Sunday mornings on the Holy Spirit, and we've seen so far that the Holy Spirit is God. He's the third member of the Godhead, and when you become a Christian, He comes to live inside of you. He dwells in you. And the Bible also teaches that we are to allow the Spirit of God to fill us, to fill every aspect of the temple of which He resides. And so there are areas in our lives sometimes we want to keep the Holy Spirit out of because we want to continue to live a certain way or do certain things, but we're encouraged to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We saw last week that the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment. No person becomes a Christian without the convicting work of the Holy Spirit. It's impossible. And so today we're going to be looking at a lesson titled The Spirit of Truth. Now the term that Jesus uses more than any other to describe the Holy Spirit is helper or comforter or advocate. But the name that He uses is the Spirit of Truth. In John 14, verses 16 and 17, Jesus says, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But we know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." And so Jesus has given the Holy Spirit. He's given the Holy Spirit as a helper, because when it comes to truth, we need help. And the Holy Spirit assists us in the area of truth. It's not uncommon today to hear people say something to the effect, "Well, doctrine is not really all that important. What matters is that we all love Jesus," right? And you'll hear that a lot. But Satan couldn't have said it better himself. You see, doctrine is what we believe, right? Doctrine is what we believe about God. It's what we believe about the Holy Spirit. It's what we believe about the Word of God. It's what we believe about heaven and hell. And so doctrine is what we believe. It's important. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, we're told that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness. And so the Bible was given for some very specific reasons, and doctrine is one of those. In verse 17, he went on that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so God gave you His Word for doctrine. You see, it matters what you believe, right? It matters what you believe. You see, your lifestyle will be no better than your doctrine. Your doctrine will determine how you live. And so there's a need to know truth. Take the doctrine of salvation, for example. Does it matter if we get it right or not? Yeah, absolutely it matters. I do not want to get that one wrong. If I'm wrong on something else, that's okay. I do not want to be wrong when it comes to the doctrine of salvation. We need to get that one right. In John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, Jesus says, "Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself. But whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. And He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it unto you." And so we're going to look at three ways that the Holy Spirit helps us with the truth. We need help, and Jesus provides that help. Number one, the first point this morning is the Holy Spirit is the revealer of truth. That first point in your bulletin today, that's not right. All right? The right words are the Holy Spirit is the revealer of truth. You see, it is the Holy Spirit who gave us the Bible. Paul says that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. So all Scripture has its origin in God the Holy Spirit. In 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, especially verse 21, he says, "And holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." And so when we think about Jesus in John 14, and he talks about the Spirit leading and guiding into all truth, some people would look at that and say, well, you know, Jesus is specifically talking to the apostles, and context is important, and many people believe that what Jesus says in regards to the Holy Spirit is just spoken to the apostles. But that's not true. It's not true because how do you account for James or Mark or Acts or Luke or Jude? None of them were in the upper room and none of them were apostles. Yet God used them, guided them into truth, the truth that we possess in our hands today called the Bible. So it's not just for the apostles. So you could do the same thing with the Great Commission and say, well, the Great Commission, Jesus was speaking to the apostles, not us. Well, we understand that he spoke to them, and it becomes our word as well. And so the Holy Spirit gave us the Bible. And just for a moment, look in Hebrews, if you will, Hebrews chapter 4, or Hebrews 3. Hebrews, the third chapter. Look at verse 7. He says, "Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." And he will say that again as well. But even in, for example, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly." And so, you know, when you're reading the Word, you're reading the words of the Holy Spirit. And so he has given us his Word. I have a friend that every time he preaches, he always says, "And the Spirit of God says," and then he uses the verse. So he always makes a reference to the Holy Spirit whenever he's quoting Scripture, realizing that all Scripture has its origin in the Holy Spirit. And so, before you read the Bible, I think it's imperative that all of us, that we come before God and we ask God to enlighten us and to help us to gain understanding in His Word. Ask the Holy Spirit, who inspired the Word, to illuminate your understanding and help you. And He will. In 1 John 2, verse 27, 1 John 2, verse 27 says, "But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, and you abide in him." And so the Holy Spirit helps us to understand God's Word. He illuminates our understanding. He helps us see the truth. We really don't need a teacher. That's what John says. Now, John's not against teachers, and the Bible is for teachers. But it's wrong to ever think that if you want to know truth, you have to go to this person or that person. No, you can understand truth as well if you will open the Word and ask God to illuminate your understanding. I love the psalmist, you know, "Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things out of your law." And so the thing about the Holy Spirit is he helps us to get past all of our traditions and our assumptions so that we can know the truth. Because sometimes we have to wade past a whole lot of assumptions, right? And a lot of traditions that we just have to wade ourselves through trying to understand what God is saying to us today. The Bible is a book of truth. Jesus said, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so the Holy Spirit will help us to understand truth. Jesus knew that we would need a helper to do that, and he's provided a helper to do that in the Holy Spirit. But secondly, today, the Holy Spirit helps us to speak truth. John 16, verse 14. Just pay attention to that verse for just a moment. And he shall glorify me. Notice that. For he shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. You see, one of the things about Spirit-filled people is this. They will talk about Jesus. That's what Spirit-filled people do. People who are full of the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, will talk about Jesus. You know, I talked about, I don't know, a couple lessons ago, how you can know when a man's drunk. When Paul says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And how can you know when a man is drunk? You can know he's drunk by his walk and by his talk. And how can you know a man is filled with the Spirit? The same way, by his walk and by his talk. And one of those things that you're going to see is his talk. A man who is filled with the Spirit of God loves to talk about Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will always shine the light on Jesus. The Holy Spirit is big on Jesus. And as you're reading in John 14, 15, and 16, over and over and over, Jesus says, he will glorify me. All of the attention will go on Jesus. And so the Holy Spirit helps us because we want to talk about Jesus. And by the way, the gospel needs words and actions. Some think that they really don't have to share the gospel because they live an exemplary life. And that's good. But if all we do is live a godly lifestyle, but we never use words and we don't talk about what Jesus did, then that's a false gospel. Why? Because what we've communicated is all that's important is how you live. That's what you communicate when you simply just live an exemplary life, but you never share the gospel. That is a false gospel. So we've got to preach Jesus and him crucified. It's imperative that we tell people what Jesus did to take away our sins and what their response to the gospel needs to be if they want to be right with God. Your lifestyle cannot do that. Your lifestyle will not do that. The Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus, and that's his job. And you see this all over the Bible. We looked in Matthew chapter 12. We talked about when Jesus healed the guy who was blind and couldn't speak. And right afterwards, the people began to say, oh, he healed this man by the power of Beelzebub, by Satan, essentially, is what they were saying. And so, in other words, instead of recognizing that this was the Holy Spirit working, shining the light on Jesus, they rejected that and said, no, that's the devil, that's Satan. And yet the Holy Spirit shining the light. And when the Holy Spirit shines the light and you reject it, then you reject God's only provision for sin. There is no other provision. But you know, you look in Acts chapter 2, what does Peter do? He preaches the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. You can go right through Acts. In Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip are traveling together. And he was reading a section of scripture, Isaiah 53. And the Bible says that Philip started with that scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Preached unto him Jesus. And you'll see this all over the Bible. Men who are filled with the Spirit of God will preach Jesus. They will talk about Jesus as God's only provision for sin. The Holy Spirit will help us to do this if we just allow ourselves to be filled with the Spirit. One of those areas where we keep Jesus out of in the temple is that area of the Great Commission, right? We don't want him to go in that area, because if he does, then I have to start preaching and teaching. And so that's one of those compartments that, well, I don't want the Holy Spirit to go in, and I don't want him to fill, because then that means that I have to start talking about Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit fill you and use you to talk about Jesus to a world that's dead. But then last, the Holy Spirit will equip you to detect error. And this is important. He is the Spirit of truth. He majors in truth. And everyone can hear the truth if he wants to. But some refuse. Some resist the truth, we're told. Ray Comfort wrote a great book titled, "You Can Lead an Atheist to Knowledge, but You Can't Make Him Think." You know, and so truth is there. Truth is available. And listen, when you sometimes are, you know, listening, maybe as you're driving in a car and there's a preacher preaching on the radio or on television, you know, sometimes things are said and you just say to yourself, that's not true. That's not true. That's not what the Bible teaches. Now, why does that happen? You see, when you know the truth, it is easy to spot error. And we have the truth in the Bible. And so when we're in God's Word and we allow God's Word to get in us so we know the truth, we abide in the truth, we learn this truth, we stay in this truth, the Holy Spirit creates a truth filter, if you will. And so anything that's not truth, when it comes through, is instantly going to be detected. You're just going to know that's not true. You're going to know that that's not right. You're just going to know because you know the truth. In 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, listen to Paul, or John, rather, listen to John. He says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you heard that should come into the world, even now has already come into the world." And so John is encouraging all of us to be lie detectors, right? We're supposed to be able to detect lies. And that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit enables us to do. He points out the lies. He points out the falsehood. And the more you read the Word, the more you get in the Word, the more you know the Word, the more you will be able to discern truth and error. And you will get better and better and better and better as you get into God's Word. And so the Holy Spirit will help. And so there's three ways the Holy Spirit helps us with truth today. Number one, He helps us know the truth. The Holy Spirit helps us speak the truth. And the Holy Spirit will equip you to detect error. And so when you read the Word, we know that all Christians are supposed to know the truth, preach the truth, and walk in the truth. You know, our brotherhood is big on truth, right? And, you know, and there's no toleration for falsehood or error, right? And there shouldn't be, because we don't want anything that's false being taught. We want God's people to have a healthy dose of "thus saith the Lord." So let me ask you, have you obeyed the truth? You know, truth is something you obey. The gospel is something you obey. If you believe that Jesus died on a cross for your sins and rose again the third day so that your sins could be forgiven, if you believe that, then your response to that should be repent of your sins, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and be buried with him in the waters of baptism so that you can experience new birth that happens by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, unless a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so if you've never obeyed the gospel, this morning you have an opportunity to come and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you have any other need, we encourage you to make that known. Our elders will come and they'll be here to receive you and help you in any way that you need it. So come as we sing.